Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lee, do you remember, I talked a lot about it at the time, former FBI directors and assistant directors, mm-hmm. back in 2020, late 2023, early 2024, wrote a letter to the Biden administration. They all signed it, including Chris Swecker. So these are former assistant directors and directors of the FBI, former. Retired, any of them Republican, not all, but many, warning about the change in the composition of the flow of illegals into the United States. And what they said was in the beginning of the Biden administration, the flow of illegals, the initial millions, were primarily family units, men, women, and children.
Right. Yeah.
Women.
Yeah.
By 2022, 2023, that began to change. And the majority of the people coming through the border were young, military-aged men. Mm-hmm. Many of whom had nexus with either terrorism or gangs or both. And they warned them, we've got to begin to vet who comes through the border. We cannot just hand them all carte blanche, a notice to appear. And now we know a Social Security number illegally. We've found that out since, 6 million of them. And this is, again, how we found gang members internationally wanted by Interpol with Social Security numbers and on Medicaid and on food stamps. We found terrorists on Medicaid and on food stamps. And I made much of that at the time. They had noticed that there was a distinct change in the traffic. And this looked like an army of young men. And I want to remind you of this too. I pulled this out. This is August 5th, 2024 from the House Judiciary Committee. This is a report they put out. Biden-Harris administration has released into the United States at least 99 terrorists since January 2021. They'd caught 150 at the border. They knew that they had released 99. They weren't sure where the others were. They suspected they might have been released too. These are people from Afghanistan, Iraq, Lebanon, Somalia, Syria, Tajikistan, Turkey, Uzbekistan, Yemen, Pakistan. I'm just terrified. I want you to remember that young male army, I just opened this with when I play this audio for you, because this is going to blow your mind. This is our FBI director, Kash Patel, on the size of the, Lee, you can only call it a young male criminal army just on the streets of Chicago. This would be terrifying if this was nationwide. This is just on the streets of Chicago.
Taking the juggernaut that is demolishing the weaponization of law enforcement and bringing it to places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there and crushing violent crime. And President Trump sent us into these cities quietly to set the stage, to set up for the National Guard, to see the success that we saw in Washington, D.C., in Memphis. The FBI has been leading the charge in every single one of these streets because we know how to gather ground-level intelligence, and we know how to put handcuffs on the bad guys, and we know that we have the backing of this administration, and most most importantly, the agents at the FBI know that they have the backing of the American people and their government.
So understand when J.B. Pritzker and Brandi Johnsons are out there screaming and yelling about the weaponization and the horror of it all. Why would American, you know, why would we have a military on America's streets? Because Biden imported a military-aged thug army. 100, and you're probably driving thinking, I misunderstood that. That can't be real. The FBI director just said, there is a gangster army on the streets of Chicago, 110,000 strong. Makes sense. I mean, you'd expect those numbers when you go back and look at what the FBI directors and assistant directors warned all, you know, those months ago, almost 24 months ago. The composition has changed. This is a massive flow of terrorists and criminals into this country. They are mostly male. They are not bringing women. They are not bringing families. They are not looking to work in a kitchen somewhere. These are criminals. These are terrorists. These are people with a nexus to crime and terror. And they're flowing into the country to have 110, and then that's the majority coming in. They'll have 110,000 of them. Just Chicago makes sense. Why? They are hiding behind the Democrats. They are sheltering in sanctuary cities, waiting for a day for amnesty, for Trump to be gone, when they can spill out. Like if you've ever seen, if you have roaches, you turn the lights off at night, they'll spill out, you turn the lights back on. There they are, spill out like roaches. And reclaim their networks inside the U.S. This is the Democrat Party helping the cartels build an army and networks in the country. This is one of the most astonishing statistics I've ever seen, Lee.
Yeah, the size and scope of that is stunning.
I mean, it is.
That's 150,000 in one metropolitan area. That's staggering.
Yes. And Greg Bovino, who they tried to kill. As far as I know, that assassination award's still good. Greg Bovino, who is their chief Border Patrol agent there now in Chicago, was saying, look, we got 1,500 of them. We got the worst of the worst, but we got so many more to get. And that, he said, is why they want to kill me. Greg Bovino is now doing interviews on the hit put on him. And he explained something. There's actually, and I showed this to my sister, my daughter yesterday. And she said, yes, they mistranslated it because she speaks fluent Spanish. She says they mistranslated it. Everybody translated the $2,000 reward for information on him as, hey, they're just looking for where he is. No, the $2,000 reward was for extracting information from him after the kidnapping. The $10,000 reward was for killing him after. This isn't just an agent. This is a Border Patrol sector chief. Here he is reacting to that on Fox News across a series of interviews.
There's going to be more incidents just like this because it's a war zone out there. Secretary Noem mentioned a bounty on the heads of federal agents. That $2,000 to kidnap, $10,000 to kill senior Border Patrol officials and senior ICE officials here in Chicago. Now, what happens between the kidnapping and the killing portion? That's something out of a third world country. Is this America?
He's the guy that bounty was put on. It wasn't information. It was information extracted after the kid. They were going to torture him. They think they can do this. And Lee, the astonishing thing here, you know what? I'll let him tell you this. This isn't an American citizen.
It is indeed emblematic of what our brave law enforcement officers and agents are facing across the nation. That was an illegal alien that was comfortable enough living here in the United States, an illegal alien gang member, to put a bounty out like that. And when we look at what the governor or the mayor are talking about, they are the reason that gang members feel comfortable enough to do something like that.
Bingo.
Yeah, he nailed it.
And so when you have Pritzker out there and you're Brandon Johnson, this is the first time we're militarizing our cities. There is no other response to this but a military response. You are fighting 110,000 strong illegal immigrant gangster army.
And what you want to bet, Tara, if there were currently a Democrat administration in charge in Washington, that Pritzker and the mayor of Chicago would be asking for federal law enforcement help in handling the situation?
Yeah, or they'd be asking for money for counseling,
right, exactly,
or some silly thing.
Well, yeah.
The good news, I guess, is that in a week, and I'll let Greg Bovina, since he risked his life to do it. God bless this man. God bless this patriot. Risked his life on the streets of Chicago to do it. Again, when they put a hit like that on you, just because the guy who did it got arrested doesn't mean the hit's gone. The hit's still on him. And he's speaking out from a war zone where anytime he drives in, gets in his car, goes back and forth, he faces death at the hands of the people. The FBI's former leadership warned us in that letter we were importing. These are not families. These are the world's worst criminals and terrorists. And they are hiding behind Democrats in Chicago.
When we talk about those bad people and bad things that are no longer walking the streets, almost 1,500 apprehensions in a month. A majority of those 1,500 are some extremely bad individuals, whether it's child rapists, Train Day Aragua, gang members, terrorists, honest to goodness terrorists on the terrorist screening database, and many others. Those folks oftentimes are walking with impunity on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we're here. That's why we have this federal response here, is to take care of that. When our local elected politicians won't do the job, we will.
This is literally the Wild West. This is war. So when the Democrats whine, and someone on our text line, should we be sending the military in? You know, we've never, shut up. This is a war. We have to get these people out. This is not 1996, and we're going after Jose, who's picking strawberries. That is not what this is. We got 3 years to get them out. But at the rate they're going in Chicago, 1,500 weekly, we may be able to clear out that 110,000 strong army, maybe. But there's so many more Democrat cities they're hiding in, just waiting for Trump to go away so they can spill out and start the political assassinations. And they're starting with this guy, Greg Bovino. God's protection on him. I hope he lives to tell the tale to his grandkids.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's from the UK Daily Mail. Trump's mass deportation effort removed, their word, not mine, staggering amounts of migrants from the U.S. The more this gets going, the more violent the left will become. These are their voters, and they see future voters, in many cases current voters. I'm going to get into that in a minute. And they see this as an absolute attack on their party and their political base. And the way they think, they do not distinguish between illegals who just got here, even if they're wanted by Interpol, and Americans. They see illegals as their voters. They see this as a political attack by Trump. Listen to the latest. This is just 250 days, y'all. ISIS deported 493,000 migrants, but another 1.6 million have self-deported. They've taken the, hey, Trump says, hey, we'll buy you a free ticket, and here's $1,000 for your trouble to restart your life. Get out of here. And they've taken it for a total of 2.1 million leaving America in just 9 months, excuse me. At this rate, he will deport the 12 million. All 12 million from the voter drive that the Democrats were running on the other side of the border. This is the other whore. Federal agents have apprehended 238,000 migrants trying to illegally get into America during the 2025 fiscal year, which is a 55-year low because so few people came. I mean, that was 1 month under Joe Biden. So in the 9 months, 238,000 have tried to come. The border is militarized. It is patrolled by armored vehicles and tanks. Military technology is down there. People forget that. They can't get across the border. And that's why the Democrats are panicking, because these human trafficking routes that they have built with this 110,000. Golly, I can't get over that. Kash Patel, if you're just tuning in, just joining me, good morning. Kash Patel announcing 110,000 illegal immigrant gangsters still on the streets of Chicago. They have flocked to the sanctuary city for protection, y'all. And these are their human smuggling routes. I mean, you go move 12 million people and all that fentanyl, all those kids, 300,000 kids to sell for sex and work as slaves. I mean, you need an army like that. 110,000 strong army on the streets of Chicago. Democrats never thought Trump would uproot it. Now that it looks like he is, they are in full panic. And they have to lie and lie and lie and lie. Here's Governor J.B. Pritzker and Tammy Duckworth on CNN just lying. Oh, no, agents didn't get boxed in. By folks, we're going to find out it was the Latin Kings did this, that rammed their cars. That's who that's going to be. Why? Because we just had, and I said this yesterday, we just had that indictment, right? Of the guy who tried to kill the border chief. And in the indictment, it says when the agents were boxed in, he sent armed assassins to kill them because the agents were in Latin Kings territory. No way he knows they're boxed in. Wasn't on the news yet. Nobody knew it happened until Department of Homeland Security put out the press release and local news picked it up. How did he know those agents were boxed in? Because he sent the people who did it. That's why. They were going to kill him. Latin Kings, folks. So the Democrats have to lie. They have to cover this up. Here's J.B. Pritzker, governor of Illinois, and Senator Tammy Duckworth lying their rear ends off about this.
What do you know about this incident? Were federal agents boxed in and assaulted?
Well, we don't have a lot of facts. What happens
you do.
In these sorts of incidents is typically ICE puts out a press release before anybody else can speak with the press, and then it gets reported on social media and elsewhere. So they are just putting out their propaganda.
She claims that federal agents were surrounded and were threatened. What are local authorities telling you about what they think happened here?
Well, they lie, right? The Trump administration lies. We have a president who's a known liar, and they have been lying about the situation all along.
Mm-hmm. What's the Chicago police superintendent? He's their police chief. What does he say, Ms. Duckworth and Mr. Pritzker? You lying sacks.
They are agents of law enforcement. If you box them in with vehicles, it is reasonable for them to believe that they are being ambushed and that this could end in a deadly situation. Do not box in any law enforcement officer. If you ram any vehicle, especially that one that contains law enforcement agents, and that's any law enforcement, local, state, federal, county, and you do this intentionally, this is considered deadly force. Deadly force is anything that can cause great.
Interesting what's going on with the superintendent there, the police chief. He's refusing to be the fall guy. He's saying, no, I did not give the order for Chicago police to not respond as those agents came under attack. Who did? Again, DOJ needs to go right in there, Arctic Frost style, get the phones, get the phone of the patrol chief who gave that order. See who he's talking to. We'll have our answer. They can do this. They need to do this, because otherwise poor Greg Bovino and these other agents are going to end up dead. And Kristi Noem warned about that yesterday. She said, you are going to get my agents killed. these Democrat leaders. But where are the American people on this? Harvard Harris poll yesterday. Harvard Harris is Hillary Clinton's old pollster. What is the number one priority of the American people? Lowering prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients. Number two, 78% of Americans say deporting illegal immigrants who are here illegally and have committed crimes. 78%. So just 22% are with Pritzker and Brandon Johnson and want to live in a third world cesspool full of the world's worst criminals. Number three, full-scale effort to eliminate fraud and waste of government. Number four, priority of Americans. There's 20 priorities here they had to choose from. Number four, closing the border, added security and policies that discourage illegal crossings. 68% of Americans say that should be a top priority. So Democrats absolutely not winning here. You know what's interesting? People absolutely loved Trump RX, this launch a government-run website for consumers to buy drugs direct from manufacturers. That was 68%, number five in priorities. Again, this is out of more than 20. But you know what the next priority is of the American people? Banning men who have undergone operations and hormones to become women from girls' sports. This is total loss by the Democrats. So you know what's going on here, what you're seeing in Chicago with I genuinely think, folks, I genuinely believe that the Chicago PD pulled back to allow a Latin Kings assassination. You will not convince me otherwise. We're going to learn it. We're going to learn it in the future. It's very obvious what is going on here. And that is why the police chief is saying, no, I had nothing to do with this. I did not give that order. Who did? Who gave it? Because, folks, they understand they're done. They're cooked, okay? The Democrats are done. They're cooked unless they can get these illegals into the voting booth. Now, you may be thinking, well, but they're not voting. Oh, yes, they are. They're voting. We've got news from all over the country as the Trump administration goes from state to state to state, pulling the voter rolls so they can run them against the Department of Homeland Security database, the Social Security database, because there's 6 million illegals out there that were illegally given those Social Security numbers. A lot of them, DOJ reported, remember, are on the rolls. We're digging these people out. We're going to find out what states are red states and what states are purple states that should be red states, but for the massive fraud. You've got total panic on the Democrat side. They've got to keep these illegals and amnesty them in the future. This is a civil war, and we're fighting it on the streets of sanctuary cities where the Democrats are protecting a thug army. We must win, or we'll lose it all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather.
It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Overnight, even the mainstream media admitting Democrats, all of them in the Senate, were not prepared for the Pam Bondi, Bonsai Bondi appearance. I had no idea she was this fast on her feet. Not prepared at all. We'll have to be better prepared next time. So they were going to try to paint the Trump administration as some sort of dictatorship. By the way, folks, I can't tell you how dangerous this rhetoric is by the left. I mean, it seems as if everything their media is doing right now is geared toward one central goal, provoking violence by the left. It's almost as if they all sit around together, like on Zoom or something, before planning the days. And you're like, how can we most provoke the 30% of men who are registered Democrats and 50% of women who are registered Democrats who admit to Gallup they have a mental illness crisis? They're going through a mental illness crisis. How can we provoke them with lies? Politico publishing an article saying that Pam, this is incredible, Pam Bondi is the most radical anti-freedom prosecutor, AG, in American history. Here's the Politico tweet. I watched every Pam Bondi speech and found the Justice Department and found a Justice Department in Trump's shadow. They report this article just out. Bondi has emerged as perhaps the most openly political and partisan attorney general in modern American history. Is this a joke? See, they prey on the fact that the left has no idea what's going on in this country. Let's review, shall we, just from him, what the Biden DOJ did. The Biden DOJ, in partnership with the Treasury, ordered banks to turn over all purchases, you know, transactions, so they would have could build a list of Americans who had bought guns, religious texts. My husband and I were talking about this the other day. I said, we're twice on it. We've bought Bibles in the last few years and during the Biden administration and guns. Ammo. Whole long list of stuff. If you bought any Trump merch, you're on it because your bank turned you over. But Pam Bondi is the most openly political and partisan attorney general in modern American history. Okay, sure. DOJ had to be involved in the targeting of those senators, surveilling them for no criminal purpose. Lindsey Graham says he's going to sue Jack Smith. Good. How about we spend our time putting him in prison, though? That'd be better use of our time. But they count on that the left knows none of this. Pam Bondi does, though. Pam Bondi was not having it yesterday. Here's just a small sample. She appeared before the Senate. Versus Adam Schiff, a guy, by the way, we just found from internal FBI documents, they had hidden it. He was directing his staff to break the law by leaking Russia collusion documents that were classified. And when one of the liberal staffers said, hey, like, you know, I don't want to go to prison, Adam Schiff told him, no, don't worry about it. We're not going to prison. We're fine. Of course, because that system was so weaponized. Adam Schiff, who knew the whole time there was no Russia collusion, that Hillary made the whole thing up, and yet did hundreds of television interviews and podcast interviews lying, and then was censured by Congress for lying. Here's Pam Bondi versus Adam Schiff. It was glorious.
In which members of Congress can get serious answers to serious questions about the cover-up of corruption, about the prosecution of the president's enemies. And
I think you owe when, the president when an apology.
Will it be? When will it be? When will it be, frankly, that the members of this committee on a bipartisan basis demand answers to those questions and refuse to accept
clearly you're
personal,
a failed lawyer refuse because to accept, you don't understand
excuse
when someone
me,
can and cannot refuse
to
a
accept
question.
Personal slander as an answer to those questions.
Personal slander?
With
will
that,
you apologize
Chair,
to Donald
I
Trump
back.
For slandering him? Personal slander?
Senator,
May I ask unanimous consent, Madam Chair, to introduce into the record.
You hear in his voice, he sounds rattled. You can see it in his face. A lot of these exchanges with Bondi ended early before the allotted time for the senators. Each senator gets a certain amount of time. We're over because they just cut her off. Because they couldn't take it. Here's some more of Bondi versus Schiff.
If you work for me, you would have been fired because you were censured by Congress for lying.
You can stipulate to all your personal attacks on the Democratic members of the committee.
Personal attacks? You've been attacking my FBI director. You've been attacking my office.
But what we're interested in.
He borders off.
What we're interested in is the answer to these oversight questions. You were asked by my colleague.
Attacking good people.
It was fantastic. Oh, my gosh, it was great. Here's some more interactions with the Republicans as Bondi was in righteous horror over Arctic Frost, where you have Democrat DOJ, Democrat FBI spying on Charlie Kirk, 92 Republican organizations, 30 cell phones. We don't know whose yet, by the way. We haven't gotten those yet. I bet you one of them is Charlie Kirk. 30 cell phones and the 8 senators. All of it illegally. No predication. No crime. Just spying.
What do I have to show to get the phone records of a sitting United States senator?
You would have to have cause.
Can you tell me why my phone records, when I'm the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, were sought by the Jack Smith agents?
Do you think that was an abuse of power?
Senator, I cannot discuss whether there is or is not an ongoing investigation.
That was Lindsey Graham. In answer to his question, why is this going on? Because you let the CIA spy on you, did nothing. John Brennan broke the law, lying about it, perjuring himself before Congress, and broke the law spying on y'all. You let him. So the Democrats are like, okay, cool. We have a new right now to spy on Republicans with no crime. And finally this, Pam Bondi on Arctic Frost, the Democrats' operation to frame and imprison the entire Republican ecosystem and its leadership alongside Donald Trump. Would have happened had Trump not won.
Operation Arctic Frost was an unconstitutional, undemocratic abuse of power. During Arctic Frost, the FBI also placed 92 linked Republican individuals and Republican groups, such as Charlie Kirk's Turning Point, on their list. This is the kind of conduct that shattered the American people's faith in our government. We are ending this weaponization.
You bet we are. Love it. And that was only the beginning. Some people did something, and now some people have been fired, according to Kash Patel, head of the FBI. And I'm going to continue to call it that until I'm convinced that he controls it. Again, not his fault. I said it would be hard for them to take control. We clearly do not have control of the FBI. How do I know that? Been playing you the audio all week where Ron Johnson, Senator, credits not the FBI, not Kash Patel, not Dan Bongino, but whistleblowers for the fact that we know that the FBI was illegally spying on those senators. In other words, Kash Patel can't even get this stuff without whistleblowers. That is a terrifying situation that we are living under. That we do not control. And as long as we do not control the FBI, as long as Kash Patel has to rely on whistleblowers to tell him about folks. And think about this. Arctic Frost was the biggest operation the FBI had done. It was, remember, 13% of the FBI was focused on January 6th. Arctic Frost was part of that. This is not a small operation. And yet Kash Patel and the Senate has to rely on whistleblowers to find out about it. Why? We don't control it.
I want to thank Senator Grassley. It is because of his relentless advocacy for whistleblowers that a lot of this information is surfacing right now. We wouldn't know about the list of 100 Republican entities that were targeted by Jack Smith's Arctic Frost investigation. I don't think we'd know about this as well. So we need whistleblowers. I think Dan Bongino and other folks in the FBI, they don't know where all the records are hidden. They still don't. They're not necessarily getting 100% cooperation. But this is outrageous what is happening.
No, stop. We don't need whistleblowers, honey. No, we don't. We need to fire everybody. Like I said yesterday, line them up down the hall, start at the top of the agency, go down to the bottom. I want all of it on my desk by Friday. No pile on my desk. Bye-bye. Get your box ready. Keep going. Tell the underlings you want a leadership position. You know where these documents are, you turn them into me. And then I'm going to fire your boss because he won't turn them over and you will be the boss. And that's how we roll, because that's how the Democrats would roll. Ron Johnson yesterday, Senator, responding to Kash Patel saying, yeah, I fired some of the people here who were responsible for spying on the senators, for spying on Charlie Kirk, for spying on the 92 agencies. Senator Ron Johnson says, not enough. I'll play that coming up next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.